Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and I am here talking with the wonderful, fabulous, lovely, and talented Prudence Van Alten, who is directing the upcoming production of Witch. Prudence, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Laura.
What is Witch? What is that?
It's kind of awesome, or not kind of awesome. It is awesome.
So this is a play that's going to be happening at Tech?
Yes. So
at the Backdoor Playhouse?
Yes.
Okay.
It opens a week from today.
So it opens actually on November 14th, and it runs through November 23rd.
Correct.
That's really exciting. Okay, so you picked the script. As the director, you got to pick your own script. And why did you pick this script?
I put in a call to the Drama Bookshop in New York. Oh. I was looking for a new contemporary place, and I said, I need some new plays.
Who answered the phone? Some
fabulous woman who attempted to tell me that I needed to come in to have this conversation. I said, excuse me, I lived in New York for 12 years, and now I'm teaching at a university in Tennessee, and you need to stay on the phone with me and sell me some plays. So we talked about a whole group of plays.
She stayed on the phone.
Yeah. So we were, it was an awesome conversation. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
And I ended up bringing, getting five plays to take home. And I absolutely just fell in love with Witch. I could see it in the space. When you read shows, and I was specifically looking for Tech, obviously.
Yep, you already know your venue.
And I just thought, oh, wow, I can see people I know in this, and it would fit the space. Mm-hmm. Like, we can do this show in the space. And I really love small ensemble pieces as an actor. And I love small, intimate shows that don't require a lot of heavy set and right. I mean, I think it's because the space also, it's just hard. It's a smaller stage, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, and it's also a nice space because the audience is so close.
Yes. I love intimate theater experiences as an audience member. And then obviously as an actor.
What is the script about?
Okay. Well, it is actually a modern adaptation of a Jacobean drama called The Witch of Edmonton, written in 1621. Okay. And it deals with the time when women were, hunted, and because they were just powerful, beautiful, influential people,
It happens to me.
I know, exactly. I know.
I'm being hunted again.
They just love pinning, women out of, pushing women out of society. Anyway, so it deals with that time. But with contemporary language.
Hmm.
So they're speaking in our lingo.
Okay.
And
who wrote this play?
Jen Silverman. I'm absolutely in love with her. I've fallen in love with her.
Has she written other shows?
Yes. I actually don't know any of her other shows, but this one, and every time me and the actors talk about it, all I tell them is just listen to Jen Silverman. Hmm. She is doing 75% of your job.
Yep.
Her writing, her writing is so incredible. And as an actor yourself, when you have great writing, you just have to be present for it.
Makes it fun.
Yeah. And then the play comes to life.
Yeah. Yeah. So the play is a cast of how many?
Six.
Six. So, all women?
No.
Okay.
But it's great to work on a female playwright, with me as a female director. My stage management and crew are all women.
By intent?
No. It just happened that way.
Just because women are just getting stuff done.
We're ready to get things done. Exactly.
Okay, so tell me about the cast itself. You had open auditions?
Yes.
You had people already in mind? Everybody
always do when you think of a play.
Sure.
You can kind of, but yeah, open auditions. I was not, I wasn't like, I have to have this person.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. It's a lot of new people. Mm. I've never worked with...
New to the stage or new to you?
New to me.
Okay.
And new to the university, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
I have a lot of music students, which is awesome, since the theater has just joined the School of Music and the College of Fine Arts. I'm really excited about having those students come over to the Backdoor Playhouse.
Yeah, might find a new love in theater.
Yeah, so I had a couple of students that have taken some of my classes, and then a whole group of new students. We have a range of all years, which is great. I'm in love with them. I'm in love with my cast.
Oh, I love this. Okay, we're going to talk more about the cast and about the show when we come back in just a moment here on The Scene. We're talking with Prudence Van Alten, and she is talking about the show Witch. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're talking with Prudence Van Alten, who is directing the upcoming production of Witch, happening at Tennessee Tech University, November 14th through the 23rd. Prudence, this is a crazy script, kind of, at this time.
It is so relevant for today.
I was going to say, so the script itself is, and I'm going to try to retell what you told me.
Yeah.
And if I don't, then this gives a good chance to give the right information. Okay. The show is a retelling of a novel from
a play
from the 18th century.
It was written in 1621.
Okay. Tell the whole thing again, because clearly my
Well, it's interesting because Silverman, when she was working with the script, and then the more she worked with it, the more she actually kind of adapted it. When it's not at all like her script, really, but it inspired the script.
Sure.
You know, it's about what society tells us how we're supposed to be and how you have to kind of fight to be who you truly are. Hmm. And
is this the original work, a witch hunt novel?
There was a time in that period where there were several plays written about witches. Mm-hmm. And she took this one because this one actually became more about the witch herself versus just the hunting of witches, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get to meet six characters in this play who are all fighting to be who they are, whether it's to fulfill what society needs them to be or to realize that they need to be themselves. It's pretty wild due to our political climate, how relevant this play is.
Yeah, it's kind of definitely uncertain times and a shift in things. And it is a play that's relevant, I think, for just a message across decades and decades, if it's one that's continued to live around since its original inception in the 1600s.
So. Right. And it's amazing to put these characters in this world. Hmm. So these kind of modern contemporary characters in this world in the 1620s. And then just also realize that the human nature hasn't changed. Hmm. The human experience actually really hasn't changed. Hmm. We still are battling all of these things out. And then I just always think every play is about love.
At the end of the day.
Well, I just think it's always, we're always looking to be.
Now I feel like I have to sit here and think of a play.
I bet you when you look at any play, you'll realize that every character is fighting to be loved and to be loved, to love, to be understood.
But it's not necessarily a romance. You're
not
saying there's characters that are finding love. But yes. All battling
Yeah, and love doesn't have to be romantic.
I can see that. Do you think that love is prevailing in every play? Or do you think that sometimes it's just another character that...
No, I don't think it's always prevailing. Mm. I think that we're constantly searching.
Yeah. As a director and as a performer, when you are sitting in the director's chair, do you fight the urge to give line readings? Or to really show people how...
Okay, so I actually was reading this script and... I am an actor first, right? So if I'm going to direct something, I have to love the whole piece more than just like, I want to play that part. Mm-hmm. But yes, I do want to play one of the parts in this play, I'll be honest.
So if that character turns up with a broken leg, we'll know. it was Prudence in the parking lot.
It's mine now.
So tell me, but you chose this play because you loved it. You
because I loved the entire, I feel like it's a story that needs to be told. Mm-hmm. And I just fell in love with the whole play, and the play itself is bigger than me being in it. Does that make sense? Like, and I tell the actors that too, we have to rise to the level of what this play demands of us. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like she is giving the actors such incredible stakes and urgency to live through. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we meet her.
Yeah. You can't be lazy with it when the stakes are
no, that high. And it's so incredible to watch because it is emotionally demanding. Mm. And yes, as an actor, you don't want to give line readings, but sometimes there are moments like, where you're
you
like, how about landing it like this? Right.
You gotta be nice about it.
Yeah.
That
but I try
really
and
try.
I try and push everybody to just, you know, I'm really actually learning about this currently directing and being an actor. About our our need to be right in the rehearsal room. A friend of mine who's an actor, she was up in New York. I listened to an interview with her, and it was incredible how she talked about how she always wanted to be right as an actor. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so true. As actors, we think we have to come in with decisions immediately, and they have to be the right ones. And I'm trying to let the actors know that all I just need them to do is to be present with this world of the play. And if we know our lines and we just are present, it will happen naturally. So I feel like I'm kind of excited at where we're at right now, since we're moving into tech this weekend. You know, tech can be very stressful. I can't wait for the costumes and the sound and lights
to
come in.
I want to talk about all the costumes and sound a little bit more when we come back on the scene. We're talking with Prudence Van Alten, who's director of the upcoming show Witch at Tennessee Tech. We're back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and I'm talking with Prudence Van Alten, who is directing the upcoming production of Witch at Tennessee Tech. And we're talking about a script that's really relevant in today's kind of hotbed political climate and the gender war and recognition of women's rights and all of those things. And it's kind of a play that, even though it comes from a 16th century text in its original form, it's something that's still relevant today, and that's kind of wild. But this is a show that for you picked the script. You loved it. You love the actors in it. You've got a great cast. Show opens November 14th through the 23rd. What can people expect from the production? You were talking about costumes and set. Tell me your plans.
So it is written very contemporary. But it is supposed to take place in 1621. So spotlight costumes. I've worked with Anthony Heard on the costumes, and I am just so excited to see how that's just going to transform the play.
He's very gifted.
He's excited because he's like, "Ooh, I love this period." So that was exciting to work with someone who was just as excited as you to create this world of 1621, dealing with these issues. And then Craig Detman is our new faculty with the theater at Tech, and I'm so excited. He's a lighting designer, and he and I have just hit it off, and he's been working with me on the set, and every time we talk about things, he's right with me. So if I can't complete my sentence, he seems to understand what I'm saying, which is good. So it's coming together.
Yeah. It makes it easier when you're working with people that you like and they have the same vision for you.
Yeah.
For the show as you do.
Yeah. I pretty much have told everybody this show has to be great and there's no other option.
No other way.
Yeah.
Okay. So Prudence, the director, I'm just going to ask you some questions and you just tell me what comes into your head.
Okay.
Favorite show you've ever directed?
Well, I haven't directed that much. So this would be it.
This is your favorite show?
Yeah. Because I've really only directed one other show, Vagina Monologues, which was incredible for other reasons.
Sure.
Because it was the 10th anniversary of Tech doing it here. And I actually know Eve Ensler, who wrote it, and I've worked with her in New York. And I was pregnant with my second daughter at the time I was working on it.
That's really special.
So it was, I mean, it has a, I have a very, you know, it's a
warm,
a soft spot.
Warm, mushy feeling for that show.
Yes. And then this, because I found it and I just absolutely love the script and I feel like I'm honing in on my skills as a director. I think it's as an artist, as you know, as an actor, writer, director, that we want to move forward and expand what we can do. And I find with teaching too, I was like, I'm ready. I am ready to direct. I actually have real ideas and opinions about things.
No, not you. Yeah. No way. Impossible.
And so let's do this, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, as a performer, favorite role you've ever played?
Oh, geez. You know, actually, it's at the Playhouse, too. I don't know what year it was now, but I was in Pluto, written by Steve Yockey, and Joe Clark directed it. And I played the mother of a school shooter. And the show opened and I was on stage the entire time from beginning to end. And it was an intense show, to put it mildly.
I can imagine. Yeah.
I absolutely just fell in love with her and fell in love with the story. And it was really cool to be part of the world here at Cookeville. You know what I mean? In the last 10 years, because in New York, I mean, I have some great shows that I was able to do back in New York too. But it, I feel like it was really cool to come down here and do such a powerful show. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that would be my most recent. And of course, working with you.
What's your least favorite role you've ever played?
Oh, you know what's so funny? This is going back to like college. Doing Antigone. I was in the chorus of Antigone.
You didn't love it? It's because you were in the chorus. You're like, I'm meant for something bigger.
Hello.
Better.
But I...
if Antigone didn't show up, it's because Prudence was out in the parking lot with a baseball bat.
But you know, I'd like to look back at the Greek plays. There's some really great, more contemporary translations that actually now I'd like to dive into.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, because they are still relevant.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
Well, we'll leave you with that thought. If you want to know more, learn more, and see more, go see Witch at Tennessee Tech, directed by Prudence Van Alten, November 14th through the 23rd. Shows November the 14th, 15th, and 16th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. All the shows are at 7:30. There's an additional show on the 16th at 2 p.m. How do people get tickets, Prudence?
Well, the lobby will open at 6:30, and there will be the box office. So come on by an hour before curtain.
Yep, come early if you want a good seat, but there's really no bad seat. It's a great
No, it's
space.
Such a great... intimate space. I love the Playhouse.
Long live the Playhouse.
Yes, indeed.
It's been great having you, Prudence.